We are now going to hear from God's Word. And today we are reading from Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. Titus chapter 2 verse 13. But we are going to read from verse 11 to 15. But our focus will be on verse 13. And we are continuing with our new series on the Bible, on the future life. And our title this morning is Christian Blessed Hope. Christian Blessed Hope. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 15. But our focus will be on verse 13. The Bible reads, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Amen." Christians live in expectation. Christians live in expectation of something. And the Apostle Paul identifies what Christians are waiting for, what Christians are expecting as blessed hope. He says in verse 13, waiting for our blessed hope. That is what Christians wait for. Believers live in light of the blessed hope. They live in expectation of the blessed hope. But what is the blessed hope? What is the blessed hope? We find the answer in the same verse, in verse 13. We are going to see what the blessed hope is. We read in verse 13. It says, "Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ." This verse shows us what blessed hope is. It says that the blessed hope is the appearing of the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 13 can also be written like this: waiting for our blessed hope, even the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. It is clear that the blessed hope believers wait for is the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what is the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? The appearing of the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ is his second coming. That means Christians are waiting for Christ's return. They live in light of the second coming of Christ. Are you waiting for Christ's return? Are you waiting for the blessed hope? If you are not waiting for the Christ's return, you may not be a Christian. Because the Apostle Paul is telling us here that Christians wait for the blessed hope. They wait for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you are not waiting for that day, then you may not be a Christian. And if you are a Christian, if there is a chance that you are a Christian, then you are in a very bad spiritual condition. You should examine yourself. Because Christians who are in good spiritual condition will always wait for the coming of their Savior. So if you are a Christian and you are not living in light of the second coming of our dear Lord Jesus Christ, then you are in a very bad condition spiritually. It may be that you are backslidden. It may be that you are living in sin. It may be that you've indulged yourself in worldliness. You always think about the things of this world. So examine yourself and begin to wait for the blessed hope. And the waiting in verse 13 is not a mere theory. It is not a mere statement to be recited. People can easily say that they are waiting for the coming of Christ when they don't really wait for it. I am waiting for it. I'm waiting for that blessed hope. People can say that when in reality they are not waiting for it. Waiting for the coming of Christ is more than saying it. It is more than a statement to pronounce, a statement to recite. Waiting for the coming of Christ is an earnest yearning. It is a feeling of intense longing for the coming of Christ. I really want to see that day. You all know how it is when you live far away from someone you love so much. You know how it is. You miss that person very much, the person you love. And what happens when that person writes to you? Or when he calls you on the phone and says to you that he is coming soon? What happens to you? You have a feeling of intense longing for the coming of that person. I hear people saying, I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see her. Why do they say that? They do because they earnestly yearn to see their beloved. They have a feeling of intense longing for the coming of their beloved. That is how it is with true Christians who wait for the coming of the Lord. They have a feeling of intense longing for the coming of their Savior. They say, I can't wait to see Him. I can't wait to be with Him. What about you, my dear friend? Are you really waiting for the coming of Christ? Are you earnestly yearning for the blessed hope? Do you say, I can't wait to see Him? Do you sometimes pray, come Lord, come now? Are you prepared to meet Him? If He came today, are you ready to meet Him? Are you? Ask yourself those questions. And if you are not prepared, you are not ready to meet Him. If you are not longing to see Him and to be with Him, I urge you, my dear friend, to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. If you are not ready because you are not yet a Christian, believe in Christ. Put your trust in Him. And repent from your sins and begin to live for Christ. And if you are a Christian, but you are not prepared, you are not longing for this day, It may be because you are now living in sin, you are backslidden. I can only urge you to repent from your sins and turn to your God. Let not His coming come as a surprise to you. Be ready for it. Prepare yourself for it. Yearn for it. Long for it. The waiting is also a confident expectation. Christians who are waiting for the Lord are confident that their Savior is coming. They don't doubt it. They are sure that Christ is coming again. And why are they confident? They are confident because Christ Himself has said it. Christ Himself has promised it. And Christ is holy. He cannot lie. Lying is contrary to His nature. He can't do that. Whatever He says is true. It will come to pass. And Christ is faithful. He always fulfills His promises. So we can be sure that Christ is coming again. No one should deceive you. Christ will surely come. So those who are waiting for the second coming of Christ are confident that their Savior is coming. And for those who are not waiting for Him, I want to tell you that Christ will surely come. He will. He has said it, and it will surely come to pass. And those who wait for Christ are patient. Or if I can put it this way, they should be patient. They shouldn't doubt the coming of Jesus Christ just because it has taken long. They shouldn't lose hope. They shouldn't become angry. Christians should always remember that God's time is the best. They should know that there is a very good reason why He hasn't yet come. There are so many people today who say, "Well, I don't believe in His coming." Since when did people begin to say that He's coming again? Now it is 2,000 years ago, and He hasn't yet come. And they say, "He's coming soon, He's coming soon." But He doesn't come, so I can't believe in that. No, my dear friend, be patient. Be patient. He hasn't come yet because He is also patient with us. He is giving you time, He's giving other people time to repent from their sins and turn to Him so that they can live forever with Him. So, my dear friend, Christ is coming again. And Christians should be waiting for His second coming confidently and patiently. They should. They shouldn't lose hope. They should continue longing for that day. They should continue yearning for the second coming of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. But why is the second coming of Christ called blessed hope? Here the Apostle Paul says it is a blessed hope. It is so called because it prepares believers to live with Christ in heaven. It is a blessed hope, a joyful hope, a joyful event. The joyful expectation prepares us for the future life. It motivates us to live sanctified lives. It motivates us to separate ourselves from sin and the world. It also gives joy and happiness. The people who wait for Christ's second coming are happy people. They are always happy. They are joyful. And they prepare themselves for that day. And they are happy because the coming of Christ will perfect their joy. The coming of their Savior will restore everything. It will renew everything. It will bring glory. Believers will be glorified. They will be changed. They will become like their Savior Jesus Christ. As Christ has renewed our souls, so will our Savior renew our bodies when He comes again. He will vindicate us. That is why it is called a blessed hope. No wonder it is called a blessed hope. It is indeed a blessed hope. The day of His coming will be a joyful day. Let us therefore wait patiently and confidently for that day. No one should deceive us. No one should lie to us. Jesus is coming again. He is coming. And let us wait patiently for His coming. Let us long for that day. It is a blessed day. But in what capacity will Christ come? In what capacity will He come? When Jesus comes again, He will come in different capacities. He will come, first of all, in His capacity as a judge. When He came for the first time, He came as a Savior. But when He comes for the second time, He will come as a judge. And He will judge the living and the dead. The people who have died already and the people who will be still alive at His second coming will be judged. He will condemn sinners and He will welcome His people in heaven. When you read Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46, you will see how Jesus Christ is going to judge the world on that day. These verses tell us that He will gather all the people, all those who have died and those who will be alive on that day. He will gather all of them and then He will separate them. Some will go to His left hand and others on His right hand. And then He will make a judgment. We know that those who are not in Jesus Christ, they are already judged now. But on that day, Christ will make a public judgment. It will be a judgment that will be made publicly before everybody. And sinners will be condemned. They will be sent to hell, where they will suffer forever and ever. And those who are in Christ Jesus will be ushered in heaven to be with Jesus Christ and live happily with Him forever and ever. But Jesus Christ will also come as Lord. As Lord. He will come to reward His servants. when you read Matthew 25, verse 21 and verse 23, you will see that Jesus Christ will reward his servants, he will reward his people according to their work, according to their service. He will reward them. That is why, my dear friend, we shouldn't be discouraged. Whatever we do in the Lord is not in vain. He will reward us when he comes again as Lord. So let us continue serving him. Let us continue living for him. And on that day, he will reward us. There are so many people who say, well, if I am saved, that is enough. The only thing I need is to be saved, to go to heaven and to live with Christ. I don't care about the reward. No, my dear friend, it is always proper for believers to seek reward. It is proper. I see many times for students and pupils, those who go to school, they are very happy when they get good grade. When they get 12, they feel very, very happy. And when they get low grade, they are not happy. And that is how it will be when Jesus Christ comes. He will reward us. He will reward his servants according to their work. Will you want to get 0? Will you want to get 0-2? I think everybody will be happy to get 12. So let us serve the Lord. Let us seek the reward. As long as we seek it for God, the glory of God, it is not bad. It is not sin. Let us seek it. But he will also come as the bridegroom. Oh, that will be a day of wedding. When Jesus Christ comes again, he will come to take his bride, the church, unto himself and live with her forever. Oh, I can see how people are happy when two young people get married. They wait. How more will it be when Jesus Christ words with his bride, the church? It will be a wedding day. It will be a joyful day. Can you see why it is called a blessed hope, my dear friends? It is indeed a blessed hope. It is a day of joy for those who are in Jesus Christ. On that day, we will be eternally united with him as bridegroom and bride. So, my dear friend, we should be always looking forward to that day. We should be longing very much for that day. But how often will it occur? How many times will that occur? There are people who say that he will come again twice. They say that he will come for the saints first, and then with his saints afterward. That's what they say. That people say that. That Jesus Christ will come to take his saints, to take his church and go with it. And go with them the first time. And then after that, he will come again with his saints. That the second time. That's what some people say. That means he will come to take his people and go with them and then come with them again. But the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that Christ will come only once. When he comes, he will take with his church and live with it forever. And the same day he will judge those who are not in Christ. Everything will happen on that very day. He will not come several times. There are also those who say that he will come the first time secretly. Secretly, spiritually. People will not see him when he comes the first time. And that's what they call the day of rapture. He will come and take his people secretly without knowing. And then the second time he will come physically, bodily. But my dear friend, the Bible doesn't teach any of those. The Bible teaches that our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will only come once. There won't be many second coming of Jesus Christ. There will only be one second coming of our Lord and Savior.